Good morning, Rabbi Yossi. I hope everyone is well. So continuing here in Hadar HaChamishi, V'roi l'chol yirei Elokim l'mayit ba'asoka v'liyos v'ayon of nichatim. During a sesame tshuva, someone who's yirei Elokim, and again, as we discussed yesterday, as profound as that label is, but there's also something just very simple and direct about it. Who's serious and takes things at face value. The Maipa Sokov to minimize as much as discretion allows his mundane involvement. Lios Vayosov Nichatim. Fear. He should be fearful. He should set aside times Rabbi Yon is here describing and sketching for us how to spend our time during a Sesame Tshuva, how to approach the opportunity and responsibility of a Sesame Tshuva. But clearly it's a paradigm whose relevance and applicability goes beyond the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. There are times when a person maybe do whatever the trigger. When a person feels, has a sense that there's something in his life that isn't right, And what Rabbi Yoni is telling us is basically what the formula for self-reflection and introspection and deliberation are. Now that's sort of scheduled during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. But at any stage in a person's life, a person may feel the need to be engaging in that reflection, in that introspection, in that deliberation. Maybe it can be that a person is at a crossroads in life. Crossroads in life can be at a point in a person's schooling, it can be in a person's personal life in terms of shidduchim, different crossroads in life that we come to. So on the one hand, most directly, we're learning now about how one should spend one's time and organize one's schedule in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, but more broadly, we're learning how a person, when a person feels that he is at a crossroads, when a person feels that there needs to be some change affected in his life, what the approach should be, what the elements are, again, to properly engage in that reflection, in that introspection. The Kadem Ashmuros means to get up early, to get up before Amar HaShachar. Again, in the next line, the Rabbi Yon is going to say that during that time, Lishpoch Siach Losis Tfila Verino Lahapil Trina, to daven. It's interesting, we find the same in the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, the end of Halacha Dalet. Mipnei inyan ze nagu kol beis Yisrael laharbos betzdaka b'maisim tovim v'lasak mitzvos meretz Hashana ad yom ha-kippurim yeser mikol yimos Hashana v'nagu kulam lokum ba'layla ba'aseres yomim elu v'lehispal b'botech nesiyas b'divei tachanunim b'divei kibushin ad sheyor hayom. So the Rambam also refers that the minig is at night. So what's pshat in that minig? So Mustama, there's a nistu dikur level and dimension. But in terms of the nigla Shabbat, so you're talking the pshat is as follows. Night is a time, legitimately, necessarily, is a time for sleep. A person needs to get the proper amount of sleep. Yitachein that would have been Yonah, and obviously on a long term basis. So a person can't curtail, if a person is getting the amount of sleep he needs, so a person can't curtail that. A person can't cut into that, shouldn't cut into that on a long-term basis. On a very short-term basis, it is possible. And maybe the significance of davening at night is that presumably that means that's being done al cheshbon a person's sleep. And what it means is that a person is sacrificing in order to daven. I'm not just davening instead of that business meeting, you know, I wasn't especially keen about meeting that guy anyway. So, you know, I'll say a few kapit lachtilim, you know, in mid-morning, you know, instead of that business meeting. The davening at night means that a person is sacrificing in order to daven. He's not davening out of convenience. He's sacrificing. And that's what empowers, as it were, his tefillah. That context of sacrifice for the tefillah infuses it and imbues it with a special quality. What does it mean, the hisasik bedarkei hatshuva v'kishon hamasa? There's two, broadly speaking, there's really more than two, but broadly speaking, there are two, in our context, there are two different elements or two different areas of tshuva. There's the recognition of chait and the resolve to change. And that's more, as it were, let's call it conceptual. But then in order to implement that resolve, it requires a very practical plan. It requires implementation. A person can legitimately, sincerely, having recognized chait, resolve to change. But if there isn't in the business world, what they call the strategic planning, he's not necessarily going to be successful in carrying that out. And Lahavdil, it's true in every area of life, right? A person can resolve, I'm going to use my time better. I'm going to use my time better. Okay, so that's a person recognizes that he's not doing as well as he can in making the most of his time, and he resolves to use his time better. But now practically, how's a person going to translate that practically? How's a person going to implement that? Clearly, that there are things that have impeded him until this point. And unless there's an understanding of what has impeded me and how I'm going to solve that and how I'm going to avoid that moving forward, so then the sincerity of the resolve notwithstanding, the person isn't really positioned that well to be able to successfully implement. A person looks and says, I have to work on midah such and such. I have the following midah that I need to be masakin. Okay, so there's the recognition and there's the resolve. But myself, how? The tshuva always has to have that practical element. That's what l'chol l'hisaseg v'darkei ha'tshuva v'kishon ha'masa refer to. Rabbeinu Yonah continues, and he has three different phrases for tefillah. Lishpoch siach v'loses tefillah v'rino l'hapel t'china. Rishonim didn't... As beautifully and poetically as they wrote, they didn't write just to have that beautiful and poetic effect. The genius was to be able to express with such precision profound ideas so beautifully and so poetically. So for this morning, let's try to understand what Lishboch Siach means. So clearly, Rabbeinu Yonah is working off the pasuk Tfilah Anikiyatov, V'lifnei Hashem Yishboch Sicha. Whether he knew the niggun for the pasuk, I don't know. But this much is clear: he certainly knew the pasuk Tfilah Anikiyatov, V'lifnei Hashem Yishboch Sicha. So lishbach is an interesting verb for tefillah, no? Right? Lishbach literally means to pour, no? The shafach is dama v'chisar ba'afar. When the shalchet shechts, so the shafach is dama. So if you've ever seen a shechita, so when the shalchet shechts, so blood comes pouring and gushing out of the base of shechita. Yeah, maybe even pouring is a little bit of a, that doesn't fully capture, it's not a controlled pouring either, and that's saying v'shafach hazdamo, v'chisal ba'ofer. Lishbach siach means that we have within us all kinds of deep, at times, raging emotions, at other times maybe it's a feeling of sadness, of inadequacy, of lishbach siach means that when a person davens, so the person is so fully, totally involved that just all that religious, emotional feeling comes gushing out. The image perhaps of a little child who comes running crying to his mother. The child's not speaking necessarily in measured tones, is not very composed and dispassionate. He's being shofech siach. And that's a crucial dimension of tefillah, to know that when we have that what's so overwhelming internally, that a person can and should and is invited to be shofech siach. And maybe that's why shvichas siach is associated with the oni. Again, David HaMelech is obviously saying that about himself in a self-effacing way, but whether the ani is understood, you know, literally in financial terms, or whether the ani is understood more figuratively on other levels, but either way, it has the same associations, right? The oni is just so needy. And I think that's the primary association that we have, Rachman Latzan, with an oni or anius, is that neediness. And the tefillah of the oni chiyatov, all that neediness and all that, what am I going to do? There's no solution on the horizon. How do I find my way through it? Again, the emotion, the turmoil, the all of that comes gushing out. Lishbach siach. Okay, so we'll stop here for this morning. With the Netherlands Hashem, we'll resume around 12:45 with the Pesachim Limud. Have a good, productive morning, Rabbi Sai. Everyone should be well, be safe.